proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. We continue with our series about what happens when godly men stumble. Today we focus on the life of Isaac. The author of Psalm 133 penned these words, quote, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity," unquote. Nonetheless, the Bible provided several examples of godly individuals who experienced difficulties in their family lives because of sins they had committed. Like his father Abraham, Isaac walked with God. In one instance, though, he emulated one aspect of his father's bad behavior. While in the land of the Philistines, according to Genesis chapter 26, Isaac attempted to pass off his wife Rebekah as his sister. This was the same tactic his father Abraham had adopted years earlier with regard to his wife Sarah. The Philistine king caught Isaac sporting with Rebekah, uncovering the deception. Though the author of the narrative did not discuss how Rebekah felt about the matter, it could be implied that she lost a degree of respect for her husband because of it. Isaac and Rebekah had two sons, Esau and Jacob. The author of Genesis chapter 25 described Esau as, quote, "a cunning hunter, a man of the field," unquote. He wrote of Jacob that Jacob was, quote, "a plain man dwelling in tents," unquote. Isaac favored Esau because he ate the venison which that son hunted. On the other hand, Rebekah loved Jacob. This family dynamic led to the events described in Genesis chapter 27. Isaac asked Esau, quote, "Make me savory meat such as I love and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul might bless thee before I die," unquote. The blessing the patriarch referred to was the paternal benediction, that blessing which a father would usually bestow upon his eldest son and successor. Isaac clearly intended to name Esau as his sole heir. Perhaps he had forgotten all about God's statement to Rebekah, found in Genesis chapter 25, how, quote, "the elder," that is Esau, "the elder shall serve the younger," Jacob, unquote. Rebekah overheard this conversation between Isaac and Esau. She instructed Jacob to fetch two goats from their flocks so that she could cook a meal for Isaac. Furthermore, she told Jacob that it would be him bringing the food to their father, disguised as Esau. When Jacob expressed his fear of getting caught and his father cursing instead of blessing him, Rebekah took some of Esau's clothes and put them on Jacob, disguising him. By this time, Isaac had become blind, making him reliant upon his other senses. He expressed uncertainty over which of his two sons was standing before him, saying, quote, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau," unquote. Ultimately, Isaac did bestow the paternal blessing upon Jacob, who was disguised as Esau. Quote, "God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee," unquote. Soon after Jacob departed, Esau returned from hunting. It was then that Isaac realized the trick that Rebekah and Jacob had played upon him. Isaac told Esau, quote, "Thy brother came with subtlety and hath taken away thy blessing," unquote. For the remainder of Isaac and Rebekah's life, they would know family disharmony because a godly man had stumbled. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.